Canadian businesses create good, middle-class jobs and their workers drive our economy. That's why the Liberal team has had the backs of Canadian workers and businesses throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, and why we will support them as we finish the fight against COVID-19 and build a better Canada. While Erin O'Toole wants to cut the supports that have helped Canadians through the pandemic and refuses to support proof of vaccination credentials which will help our businesses reopen, the Liberals are committed to standing by Canada's workers and businesses through this crisis and into the future. Canadian workers and businesses have stepped up for the health and safety of their communities and we were there to help, said Justin Trudeau, leader of the Liberal Party of Canada. On Labour Day in particular, we salute the work and resilience of the Canadian worker and reaffirm our commitment to always have their back. Through important emergency support like the Canada Emergency Wage Subsidy, we were there so businesses could keep their doors open and employees could keep food on the table. But Erin O'Toole tried to stand in our way. And he's made it clear he wouldn't have provided the level of support we provided Canadians. We need a real plan to avoid more lockdowns, get Canadians back to work, and keep businesses open, and only the Liberal team has a real plan to deliver that. To provide more support to Canada's businesses and workers, a re-elected Liberal government will extend the Canada Recovery Hiring Program to March 31, 2022 so businesses can hire more workers and Canadians can get back on the job. Continue to expand the Canada Workers' Benefit to support 1 million additional Canadians in low-wage jobs, helping them return to work, and increasing benefits for Canada's most vulnerable. Introduce a new labour mobility tax credit to allow workers in the building and construction trades to deduct up to $4,000 in eligible expenses when they need to travel or temporarily relocate for a job, for a tax credit of up to $600 a year. Double the Union Training and Innovation Program to $50 million a year to support more apprenticeship and training opportunities across Canada. Tackle Canada's growing labour shortage by expanding pathways for talented workers to immigrate to Canada. Increasing labour participation with targeted incentives for low-income workers and seniors, and increasing supports for reskilling programs and for Canadians entering the trades. And table legislation to ensure that every business and organization that decides to require proof of vaccination from employees and customers can do so without fear of a legal challenge. By supporting Canada's workers and businesses, we are supporting countless families and communities that rely on them, said Trudeau. Now is not the time for Erin O'Toole's Conservatives' backward approach that will make it harder for our businesses to recover and for workers to get back on their feet. Only the Liberals will make sure we get through the pandemic and grow back stronger, for everyone.